WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It's Monday, and we're here. It's a Raw Post Show, as always, by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211 chat. If you have Amazon Prime, or consider Twitch accounts, not Prime Games, not Twitch, just Prime, click the purple button below the screen to support the channel. Thanks for Matt for 83 months. We weren't supposed to be here, but now we're here. I am the producer. That's Lindsay Ward.
Did y'all miss us? I know it's been a quiet time since, you know, we last spoke, but did y'all miss us? Because we're here, we're live. It's a surprise post show, because I'm here.
It is a surprise post show. She wasn't 50-50 for being here, but she is here.
Yay, travel plans.
Yay, travel plans indeed. What a Monday Night Raw we got to see tonight. We moved on with King and Queen of the Ring matches. We got a match for Night of Champions, which is Bron Breakker versus Seth Rollins in a steel cage. Both men cut video promos. Seth Rollins issued the challenge. Bron Breakker pretty much accepted. And we get them in a cage in 10 days, 11 days, whatever it is.
I mean, I can think of worse things.
The redemption tour for Rusev and for Chad Gable continues on. He battled Rusev on this show. He knows he has to make amends with people. He had a stare down with Maxine.
It's progress.
And then a pretty good match with Rusev.
He did. He did have a pretty good match with Rusev. I mean, like, that's to be expected, right? Because, you know, it's Rusev and Chad Gable. They're both more technically balanced. So, like, it's going to be good regardless. But this was fun. And I like the little redemption storyline that they're doing with Chad, especially since he was such a monumental butthole to everybody. So it makes sense that, you know, after masquerading as El Grande Americano, that he now has to get his comeuppance and eat his crow and plead for forgiveness before he's accepted back into the fold. And it seems perhaps he's maybe earning some redemption with the likes of the luchadors.
Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee made the save after Chad Gable got the win. Pretty good stuff.
Really good match. Very enjoyable. I like how they're telling this story. I like what they're doing here. So let's see where they go with it.
This Friday, it is Charlotte Flair versus Liv Morgan in the Queen of Ring semifinals. But on tonight's episode of Raw, Roxanne stepped up to the plate to take on Charlotte Flair. They had a really good match. You Liv Morgan there as a distraction, but Alexa made the save to stop Liv from fully getting involved. She also tried to help Charlotte win at one point, but in the end, she blocks the pop rocks, hits the figure eight. Charlotte Flair is your winner.
I mean, it was refreshing that there wasn't too much Judgment Day interference. Like, this was a very good match, very entertaining. The one thing that I did like is before this match, they did like an NXT spotlight.
Yeah,
and they talked about
on Alexa. Yeah,
they talked about Alexa's rise and sort of how she came up through the system, and that was a nice little touch as Charlotte and Alexa were coming out, or as Charlotte came out and Alexa showed up later. But like, I liked all of this, very much like I would take this match again. This isn't the first time they've gone, correct?
It may have been.
I was trying to think if they have. And I didn't.
They probably met anything. They met in tag, but I don't think they've met singles, as far as my memory is concerned.
But this was fun. I would take this again.
It was Queen of the Ring semifinal. Speaking of Judgment Day, Raquel Rodriguez, Io Sky. Io Sky advances. Good match.
It was a good match. I just felt a little bad for Io because she was kind of having a problem at points lifting Raquel.
I mean, understandably.
But, and that's not a knock on Raquel at all. It's just you could see Io struggling just a little bit with it. And it's like, oh honey. But the match was good. It was very enjoyable. It's just, it was a little distracting there for a minute.
One other Judgment Day note. Liv Morgan tried to get Charlotte Flair cursed by trying to persuade Danhausen to do so. He's like, I want...
No. We need to call him what he is. He is the man of the hour, Danhausen.
He wanted human money. He wanted to be in the music video. He wanted a song. He wanted more human money. So if she breaks human money, you know, Charlotte will be cursed. And I don't think Liv was game for that.
She tried to seduce him. It didn't go well.
No, it didn't.
She tried to, like, take off her jacket and she's wearing his shirt and she's, like, trying to be all flirty with him and it's just not working with Danhausen.
And then the other, before we get to that, it was Javon Evans coming into the ring. He was talking about his matchup against Jey Uso. Then Logan Paul returned and invited Javon Evans to join the Vision. Evans like, oh, hell no. And then he said it's a mandate. Logan was like, you're in the Vision. Evans kept pushing him aside and told him if he keeps doing this, he'll leave Baltimore with no arms. Theory's like, we're telling you. Okay. Evans like, I see where this is going. Let's get a ref. Let's fight. Javon Evans, Austin Theory. Javon Evans was going up for the OG cutter. Bron Breakker hits the spear. They're ready to do more damage until the Street Profits, Montez Ford, and the returning Angelo Dawkins came out to take care of the Profits. And we learn next week on Monday Night Raw, live from London, tag titles are on the line.
Ooh.
This was solid match.
I like how very solid match. I like how Javon was like, I don't think so. No, I didn't sign up for this. No. And they're like, no, you're in.
You're in.
Like, you're so desperate to recruit people that you're just literally just impressing people into the group. That's what this screams, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, we need people because everybody's hurt.
Yeah, but Javon's like, I know what happens when you join the Vision. You get cursed for, like a Danhausen curse. You're dead.
I liked that. I like that they brought that up. That was good. Like, no, I don't want any part of that.
I don't want any part of this. But it was the King of the Ring semifinals. Dominic Mysterio of Judgment Day taking on Oba Femi. Dominic stalled. He tried to cheat. And then Oba destroyed two human beings.
Yeah, he did. In spectacular fashion. See, this is why cheaters never prosper.
And the one smart thing after the match, when Oba started cutting his promo, he mentioned Brock Lesnar. Because everybody knew Brock's going to cost him. Oba's aware of this fact. I like that he's not playing dumb to what's going to happen. He's aware the beast is coming around.
I don't think he should be. Like, that's the thing. I don't think he should be playing dumb.
No, but you know how they write all... Right, it's like, you're supposed to be the surprise. I like that they're doing the reverse of, I know you're coming, I'm ready for you.
Oh, I know. I agree with that completely. I find that writing to be irritating because it lacks a general sign of foresight in somebody, because that's kind of a natural foregone conclusion. We know Brock's going to roll up. Like, everybody knows that's going to happen. Yeah. So to try and be like, oh my, like, Brock's not coming, and then be like, oh my god, there's Brock. Like, nobody saw this coming. So the fact that you have Oba having the foresight to be like, yeah, no, I'm not going to play this game. I know you're coming for me.
Because everyone was talking, like, it's going to happen. Brock's going to cost Oba. We've talked about it on this show. We've talked about it on the rack. That's going to be a thing. We all know it. But Oba's like, I see you. I know your plan. I'll be waiting. But before then, he'll be king.
Yeah. It's basically, try me, bitch. Try me.
Pretty much. We also learned the Bella Twins will defend next week against Lyra and Bayley in London. So that should be a fun match.
With Paige.
Yeah, Paige. Because I don't Paige, think... It's not the Bellas. It's Paige and Brie. My bad. Because
I don't think Nikki is
Nikki's. Cleared. Yeah, Nikki's not tag champs anyhow. But when you think of Brie, you think of Bella Twins. That's an easy conclusion. All right. There was a theme of the show. The bloodline. Mm-hmm. Roman Reigns make and Jimmy and Jay and Jacob make their way to the ring. They acknowledged him, Roman Reigns. The fans acknowledged Reigns when the fans acknowledged Jay for advancing in King of the Ring. They did so. He said people accuse him of playing favorites with Jay, but if it wasn't for Big Jim, there would be no Tribal Chief. There would be none of this. There would be no Usos. There would be no Jay Uso. There would be no Wheat Man. There would be no Bloodline. And yeah, the crowd acknowledged Big Jim. Fans started chanting Fatu. Jay talked about how there's one person who had not been acknowledged and declared there was one person who needs to acknowledge us. They looked at Jacob Fatu. Reigns said Fatu didn't want to listen or acknowledge the Usos. Fatu says, as the Usos, Jay was really upset. When it comes to Jay and Jimmy, do I listen to them? Hell no. The only person that I acknowledge is my OTC, Roman Reigns. And he's like, good. We don't need yes men around here. Roman called for his assistant to, give him a box that had a Eula Fala in it, a wooden one. Reigns said there are whispers that the bloodline is getting back together, and Reigns like, it's been here then, now, and well, basically forever. When the Wild Samoans run the territories, Yokozuna being world champion, when Rikishi was dancing his ass all, where Umaga was headlining WrestleMania. I don't know if he ever headlined. It was the head. I guess he headlined in main event. He was a headline. I guess you could say headline. And the Usos became the greatest tag team of all time. He was a headliner, but not a main event. It was not the main event. It's a big match.
I thought Once in a Lifetime was the main event.
For Umaga?
Oh, Umaga. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about The Rock. I'm like, The Rock?
He never said The Rock. He never said The Rock. Which was...
I'm sorry, I thought you said The Rock. I was like, no. Wait, no, the Rock, no, the Rock main evented.
No, Umaga headlined. He never...
Yeah, he never made an event at WrestleMania, no.
Yeah. And the kids, and their kids will team 20 years from now. It's all the bloodline. So Jacob has always been an outsider, but no more. Welcome to the family business. Welcome to the bloodline. He puts the Eula Fala on him. Jay wasn't happy with this. And they all acknowledged themselves. And that was that.
A group acknowledging.
And nothing else happened. Oh, wait. Eric Andre was in the crowd. Reigns
randomly
promoted his new Netflix movie with John Cena. So Roman acknowledged, you know, they shook hands, yada, yada, yada. Eric Andre reached out, patted Jacob on the back, and touched the Eula Fala. And Jacob was not happy with that. He pulled him into the rail over the barricade. Threw him in the ring. Laid him out. Was going to put him going to the top rope. Adam Pearce and the producers came out, stopped him. Roman Reigns talked him down, and then gave him the go-ahead to hit the splash. He hit the splash. And fans chanted one more time, and there was no acknowledgement of the one more time, and then Roman's like,
eh.
All right, go ahead. One more time. Do it again.
Why not? Give the people what they want.
And then Roman goes to the cameras, basically like, if you want it, you can get it. You're going to force our hand, you know, basically you go, you want this, you want to talk all this shit, you know, this is what you want, you're going to get it. So throughout the night, we had more stuff with them, and Reigns was talking with the Usos, and Jimmy said that he thought Jacob was supposed to listen to him, and Jay, when Roman is around, Reigns is like, well, I called an audible on that play. They can't have infighting. And then asked why LA Knight was still running his mouth, why we handled it. Maybe just let's have Jacob handle it. Jay was like, nah, let me take care of it. And he was like, no, let me take care of it. So LA Knight's in the ring. He talks about how desperately he had to get to Baltimore. It was his home. Talked about losing on SmackDown. Saying it went down like he said it would with bloodline interference, only this time it was from Solo. Jimmy came out. Knight talked about how Jay won the match. Jimmy said Solo acted alone. LA Knight was wondering if that meant the bloodline wouldn't go after him if he attacks Solo and Friday. Jimmy's like, that's exactly what I'm saying. No one's gonna stop you. You can do whatever you want. Jay comes out. He goes, let me talk to you, mocking LA Knight. Jay said Jimmy was right in that Solo act on his own. Jay said he wasn't there for an apology. LA Knight assumed that he wanted LA to acknowledge the tribal chief. Jay's like, no. Jay said, I'm better than you, LA. I took you out of the King of the Ring. You need to acknowledge me. LA Knight questioned it for a second. And he was like, okay, fine. I acknowledge you. Can kiss my ass. They got into a fight. Jimmy's trying to break it up. And then, you know, Jimmy has this like, do I have to eventually super win because LA's in control. He super kicks LA Knight, saves his brother. Jay grabs a chair. Jimmy's trying to hold him back. He gets shoved away by Jay. He goes after LA Knight. LA Knight takes control, hits him both men with a chair, and then Jay Gop Fatu comes out and takes care of LA Knight with the Tongan death grip.
Much to the Usos' chagrin.
Usos were like, what happened backstage? They're like, what happened with LA Knight? Jacob's like, your plan sucked. It was ass. So I did it OTC style. And then before Roman left for the night, he asked, was it handled? He's like, I took care of LA Knight, but the Usos weren't happy about it. He's like, I knew they wouldn't. Reigns said they don't understand Jacob, but Roman Reigns does. And there's no stopping them if Fatu understands him. I need one more thing. And then whispered something to Jacob's ear, which most likely means Jacob is in control. Either Friday to help Jay, or he's in control when Roman Reigns isn't on Raw next week.
Roman's putting a lot of trust in Jacob, man. I guess he's setting him up to see if he fails. Like, I'm going to give you a lot of leverage until you sort of like trip up, and then I'm going to take it all back. I don't know how they're doing this, but yeah, like, I do like how they are telling this from the standpoint of Jacob has his own autonomy in this. Like, it's not just he is under all of them. He's at the bottom of the ladder and he has to work his way up. It's no, he answers to Roman. He doesn't answer to the Usos, because that adds a different level of tension with the Usos. Because as they said, they've been there from day one. They helped form the bloodline, not entirely willingly, but they did help do it. And now here comes Jacob, who's sort of like inserting himself into this. And it's like he's getting, basically, he's the hashtag favorite of the group, which is going to rub some people the wrong way. They're not going to like it. So we'll see how much power Jacob gets comes Friday, because it might be a lot.
We shall see how that goes. But yeah, they're telling the story, not like how everyone thought that, you know, he's just going to fall in line.
I never thought he was going to fall in line. Like, I expected a little bit more malicious compliance, and that may still come. Because, you know, it could be that Jacob is playing Roman just a little bit, but Roman also, I think, has enough self-awareness to know that that's going to happen. And so it's like, all right, I'm not going to let him, like, give him the opportunity to plot against me.
Yeah.
Because Roman also knows, because he's been down this road before, that, like, he can't necessarily rely on the Usos to babysit Jacob. So it's, all right, I'm going to give Jacob the autonomy to be able to do what he needs to do, and also more or less force his loyalty out of him, because he does have to contractually comply, but it's like in giving him the freedom to do kind of what he wants to do, and he just has to adhere to Roman, not the Usos. There's a balance there that didn't exist with Jimmy, because like Jay kind of had to answer to everybody.
That he did. But that's it. That's the post show. Good Raw.
Very good Raw. Very entertaining.
Glad we were able to throw a post show in there.
I mean, you could have had a nice vacation. You could have had like a week off.
Could have. But now we're here. We did the post show. But we're not doing the rack on Thursday because Lindsay's out of town. The rack returns a week from Thursday to celebrate 14.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We'll have our anniversary show. We are talking about stuff.
Night of Champions preview.
Night of Champions. So tune in. It is the rack Thursday night. 10 p.m. Eastern right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
CB Radio returns this Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio. 10 p.m. Eastern previewing Night of Champions. And the Raw post show returns on the 29th, at an early start time. Earlier start time.
Wait, what do you mean earlier start time?
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
It's not early. It's just earlier than now.
Okay.
It's still a nighttime one.
Okay.
It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. You can use credit card Rocket Sock or
Min's Immord
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LinsWard. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@civilizedword, and you can follow me on TikTok, LensWord0.
This has been the Raw Post Show. We'll be back in 2 weeks for this show. We'll be back in 2 weeks for the rack. We'll be back on Saturday for content. Yeah. We'll see you when you see it. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.